Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte. Today, I have a very, very special show, very educational and informative for so many of you that are tuned in. I want to thank those in Cincinnati and Cleveland, Ohio, for tuning in. I know you've been waiting for a while, but the wait is going to be worth your while. The state of Illinois no longer considers cannabis a crime. So why does your record say otherwise? New Leaf Illinois is a statewide, state-funded initiative made up of 20 nonprofit organizations throughout Illinois who provide free legal representation or legal information to people who want their cannabis convictions off their record. Today, my guests are Attorney Geneva Brown from CARPLS Legal Aid, and I'll have her to explain that when she comes on, and Supervising Attorney Brandon Williams from Cabrini Green Legal Aid. Time to welcome them both to In the Know with Mo. Welcome, Attorney Brown and Attorney Williams, to In the Know with Mo Blog Talk.
Thank you for having me, and I work for Carpools.
Okay. I wasn't sure because, you know, so many acronyms. So can you tell us a little bit about you and Carpools, and then we will bring Attorney Brown on. We'll bring Attorney Williams on. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am a staff attorney at the New Leaf version of Carpools. We assist people with seeing if they qualify for actual New Leaf representation, which would be Brandon's end of the pipeline for New Leaf. We're kind of on the front line. We do the screening. We assist people with seeing if we can get them in the pipeline to be represented. I'm excited to work with the public and through Carpools to work with New Leaf. We work statewide. We assist people and walk them through what the Cannabis Act is and if they actually, through their cannabis offenses, are eligible for free representation to have their offenses expunged.
Now, where is your office located?
We are at 17 North State on the 12th floor. We are currently working remotely, but we will be repopulating our offices this fall. And we also have in the past had like a desk, a municipal desk, and other desks at the Daly Center to assist people. But as soon as, you know, we get clear about COVID and other protocols, hopefully we'll be back there soon.
Now, is there any chance that you may eventually or futuristically have an office like at the Markham Courthouse?
We certainly recognize the dearth of services in the south suburbs, and that is actually an ongoing conversation that we're having. We are hoping in the future to do more community-based services or maybe pop-up clinics. That is hopefully will be in the works. But I just like to say we recognize it. We're in conversation about it. And hopefully we'll be able to do some more community engagement to address those types of issues.
Okay, thank you. Let's bring on Attorney Brandon Williams. Welcome, Brandon Williams, to Blog Talk Motalk.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to share the knowledge regarding the topics we're going to be covering today. And as you said before, I am a supervising attorney at Cabrini Green Legal Aid. I've been practicing almost 20 years now. At Cabrini Green Legal Aid, we provide criminal records relief in many areas of the law. So that means for most people that we try to get people's records expunged and sealed. And we also provide other types of relief in order to provide criminal records relief, which includes pardons by the governor, and other type of certificates to help people get gainful employment. And we are located in downtown Chicago at 6 South Clark Street, Suite 200. And we also provide legal services for those who may have civil cases, which means you may have a housing issue or a family law issue. But we are probably the only legal aid in the state of Illinois that are specifically focused on people with criminal records.
Okay. Now, you know, I just want to welcome both of you because I am so excited about this program. I had a young lady, I just happened to run across this program. What I do, I'm an elected official here in the village of East Hazelcrest, and when I'm not running in the street, because I do television also and movies, but when I'm not doing that, I advocate for ex-felons, and by advocating, I try to help them get their records expunged. I try to help find employment for them. I also do some rescuing of traffickers, boys and girls. And I was on with a young lady from Legal Shield, and New Leaf, Illinois popped up, and I said, well, what is this? When I did my research, I'm just shocked. I had never heard of it until now. And I was able to talk with Nicole and another young man that gave me the information. So how long has this program been in existence, and why is it, it's like a hush-hush, so many people are not aware of it? Why is that?
New Leaf was launched in between October and November of last year. We rolled it out to, actually, we thought through a lot of fanfare. The governor had been a strong advocate of this program, obviously, and also by signing the Cannabis Tax and Regulation Act. I believe that we have a lot to offer. I'm the person who, along with other staff members and paralegals, take the calls from statewide initiatives to get the word out. I think because Cook County is so large and there's so much competition for people's attention, they don't know that we exist, but hopefully your platform and other platforms like this will get the word out, because we're eager to help the county which has the most cannabis convictions, which of course is Illinois, and hopefully we'll be able to get the word out into all communities about what we're offering.
Now, this is a question that just came in from Sharon. Sharon is from Chicago. She has texted a question. She wants to know, her son is locked up in prison. He has not been sentenced. He's in holding at Cook County, but he has a conviction for cannabis, but that's not what he's in there for. And she wants to know, is it possible for him to have the cannabis conviction removed, expunged, while he's still waiting trial for another crime?
So that depends on the type of conviction he has. The Cannabis Act only allows for certain minor cannabis convictions or arrest to be expunged. And so it would have to be a minor cannabis record, meaning it has to be a class 4 felony or below. So that's why we always ask people to give us their information, get their rap sheets, number one, so they know what type of arrest and or convictions they have, so that the attorney that's part of New Leaf can research their record and advise them what can and can't be expunged. And in addition to that, we not only expunge cannabis convictions, majority organizations will also look at a person's whole record and try to get their whole record either expunged and or sealed, depending on the type of what type of convictions and or arrests that they have.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, when you mentioned class 4 felony, what all is that, you know, not just a bag of weed or class, that's a small amount. Can you explain the class 4 felony?
Sure. So the Cannabis Regulation and Tax Act covers minor cannabis convictions, meaning 30 grams or less. So if a person is convicted of possession of cannabis and it was 30 grams or less, that is what's called a minor cannabis conviction. And that goes in line now with the amount of cannabis you are able to purchase from dispensaries. You can't purchase no more than 30 grams at one time. So that's what we mean by minor cannabis convictions. Or if a person was just arrested and they were released or the case was dismissed, as long as it was for less than 30 grams, that arrest can be automatically expunged. And however, the act also covers the ability to also vacate and expunge convictions up to 500 grams if you were convicted with possession of that amount.
Okay, I have a question from, this is from an anonymous person from Harvey, Illinois. Her son is locked up in Menards, and I'm very familiar with this case here myself. Her son is locked up for a carjacking, and a carjacking in turn led to a killing. The person that carjacked was killed. The paperwork is on the governor's desk. This is, and I think she probably needs to probably talk with you guys privately, because it's a high-profile situation, because it's a high-profile person. The car that was carjacked was a Cadillac Escalade. This family already owned Cadillac Escalade and a Lexus. They were like the first people to own them. So the question that she wants to know is that the judge that sentenced her son is their next-door neighbor. The judge has since retired. It's a case. It's something special. And I think what I would like to do, anonymous person, I would like to give them your number off the air so you can contact and discuss that with them. But she heard that you can also help with records for clemencies or whatever.
Yes, that is a part of CGLA services. Like you said, that is something we could probably handle off air, because I would need a lot more details to really answer any questions and any advice towards that situation.
Okay. And she also likes to know, is it possible once she calls you, if you could come and meet with her at her facility? Like I said, it's a high-profile person that has a big business in the South Suburbs. But we'll talk afterwards. I'll give them your information.
Sure, no problem.
All right, so I have Charles from Oklahoma. Charles from Oklahoma says he understands that this is New Leaf, Illinois. What's the possibility of New Leaf, Oklahoma? Is this just state mandate or what?
This is just for the state of Illinois. There is currently a bill pending in the House to address the federal legalization of cannabis. However, until it becomes a federal legalized drug and is not on the Schedule I delivery for controlled substances, it is a state-by-state mandate to have cannabis be legal and also to expunge. I don't think a lot of states have been as aggressive as Illinois in offering expungement and also offering free legal assistance. I just like to plug the New Leaf. The New Leaf website is New Leaf Illinois. And also our call-in number, our hotline as we call it, is 855-963-9532. It's
855-963-9532. Now what happens if, just right now, I'm looking at a line of people. I live out here in the south suburbs. There's a dispensary straight across the street from my house, which just happens to meet the guidelines of 2,500 feet away from residential. So what happens if these guys are caught, they've already got a conviction, and are they able to legally go back in this dispensary and purchase? And, you know, my question is, Bob is here in line. Bob has a conviction for cannabis, but he's in line going into the dispensary. Is that legal? Is he okay to do that? And I think that's why so many people are not willing to get their records expunged, because they're still working some type of job. So I'm confused that if they have a conviction, can they or are they still legally able to go into this dispensary? I mean, I wish you could see this line. It's like they're giving away free butter or cheese or something.
As long as he's not on probation or parole, mm-hmm. where he has limitations on using controlled substances, that's up between he and his probation officer. Mm-hmm. or whatever they deem is appropriate for his treatment or aftercare, mm-hmm. it's my understanding that he should not be barred from walking into a dispensary. They don't do a records check as far as I understand it. I'm sure Brandon can probably elucidate more than I can if I'm saying something or if he has more to offer.
No, you are absolutely correct. You can almost put buying cannabis in the same category as buying alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there are some differences, but there are no technically restrictions if you are on, well, if you have a conviction that will prevent you from buying cannabis. Now, if you want to work in the cannabis industry, that is a whole different story. But just to go out and buy it at your local neighborhood, like David said, let's get some terms to your probation. If you are currently serving a sentence, then there should not be a problem.
Okay. I have a question. I'm laughing because I have a question from a village alderman that wanted to know, Mo, that's my name, Mo, can you ask either one of the attorneys, what's the possibility of me as an elected official going in, getting some cannabis, and or edibles, and then turn around and have to be tested? Will I lose my job?
Well, that's a tricky question. Well, the thing is, if you're a forklift operator, you will definitely not be able to, or potentially not be able to, you know, be potentially a recreational user. I think it does depend on the job you have. If you have a federal contract, and again, because this is not a federally legal drug, you may have some issues. If you are working with jobs that require drug testing, I would think that would be a problem. It really does depend on the type of work that you do. And just because cannabis is now legal in the state of Illinois, that doesn't mean that everyone can freely use it without some implications. You should really talk to your HR or your union or to more senior staff to see if that's actually even a good idea.
Absolutely. Employers can govern their employees or workforce any way they deem fit. So if that employer has a zero tolerance or requires a drug-free workplace policy, then I would advise people not to use cannabis if that's one of the drugs that they are prohibited from using. And again, like Geneva said, they need to talk to their employer and HR to confirm what those policies are.
And, you know, being an elected official in the South Suburbs, despite in Chicago, we're not full-time, you know, sitting in the office. And so we do have other jobs. So that's a good question. So I'm not sure what this all the person does for a living. I just know that they are. But you did answer the question. You know, so you have so many people walking around. And I think the question came about because when the dispensary first opened, the Juliana, she, the person next to the vice governor purchased some edibles. And we were like shocked, you know, because we just wanted to know. But that's a good answer. So check with your employer. But, and that was my question, too, and you did answer about which job, like a forklift. You know, you'd be all over the road with that.
Now, also keep in mind that you can also – I'm sorry. Good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I was going to say that you people also have to be careful that you can also be arrested for driving under the influence of cannabis, just like you do with alcohol. So police can pull you over if they suspect that you – are using or have been using cannabis while driving?
Now, that's a good question. That's a question that's here. They want to know how can they test whether or not, I mean, give me a break. I'm driving down the street and there's a stoplight and I'm getting high in my own car coming from the car next to me, you know. So for someone, for the police to pull them over and say, no, there has to be some type of instrument for testing for the drugs, for the marijuana. I mean, it is so loud.
That is a very good question, and that is a question that we really can't answer right now, and it's something that is currently being tested in certain counties throughout the state of Illinois. We do know that police do have some type of blood test that they may be able to use. Now, we're not sure that they actually have done that as of yet to determine whether somebody has been using cannabis. And, again, that's very tricky because, you know, we don't exactly know how long cannabis stays in the system. So that is a very tricky question at this stage.
If I can just add also, if you're purchasing recreationally and you're leaving the dispensary, you really shouldn't roll or light up or pop, you know, whatever ways you're going to ingest it, especially if you're a smoker and you're driving, because that is an illegal transportation of cannabis, and you can get into all sorts of trouble with that. And you can you certainly don't want to go down that road. So just make sure you are under Illinois law. It is best to consume your cannabis at home in an environment where people are over the age of 18, and you know, you're comfortable and safe, and you can ingest it and enjoy whatever recreational, you know, high or whatever you get from it. Also, as far as just from my days of being a public defender, so I'm going, my knowledge is going back a few years, the old idea was that it was marijuana or THC remain in your system for up to 30 days, and that, mm-hmm. you know, you need multiple tests to test the diminishing effects of it. And if there was a spike, then obviously it shows that you were using again. But, of course, on a traffic stop, you won't have any of that knowledge. So I think it's a fairly muddy area to get into to try to test on someone driving while under the influence.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because when this dispensary opened here, and we're right off of 294, I sat and watched the police pull these people over. These young men with Indiana license plates, they came and they bought their drug and sat in the car and rolled it and smoked it, drove out the parking lot, the police pulled over and confiscated them and the car. You know, and I'm just saying, well, how stuck on stupid are you? You know, you have a call. We have a caller here. Let's take this caller that we have online. Good afternoon, caller.
Hello.
You're live on the line with Attorney Brown and Attorney Williams.
Okay, good evening, everybody. This is Floyd Davis with the Poor People's Campaign, and I'd like to ask a question. Is there a way that we can do group expungements, you know, like have a place in the community where we can have, say, 25 or 30 guys or women, and the attorneys could come out and do a group expungement like we would do a group deputy register thing for registering to vote, or is it something that has to be dealt with individually?
You can actually do both. So CGLA offers cannabis expungement forums at least once or twice a year. Every year there's usually a Cook County expungement that goes through the Circuit Court of Cook County. That has been postponed as of this year because of COVID. But that is a community summit that usually is annually every year. And in addition to that, we used to have help desks where you can come in Monday through Thursday and get your record expunged or sealed, or get assistance in getting your records expunged or sealed for free from our attorneys. And we have locations in the Daly Center, downtown Chicago. And we also have a help desk located in Markham, where we were there two or three times a month. However, because of COVID, we are now completely virtual, and you can get those same services through our website for free for anybody who wants assistance on our website at cgla.net, and click the tab Get Help. And what we recommend is just that you have your rap sheet or your Illinois State Police report, because we're going to need that in order to assist those with records. And we also partner with workforce employment agencies throughout Cook County, where we do assist those with criminal records to get help within the communities throughout the south side and west side of Chicago. Again, you have to contact our offices to find out more information about that.
And also, once again, want to direct you to newleafillinois.org, where you can distribute the, you know, register. We'll set up an appointment with you, and then we will individually review your record to let you know whether or not you are eligible for free representation through the nonprofit legal service providers in Illinois. Or if you're looking for additional questions or resources, give us a call at 855-963-9532.
Okay. Thank you. It's been very informative.
And thank you, Mr. Davis, since I'm very familiar with your Poor People's Campaign and what you do for the people in and outside your various communities. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Too. I'm telling you, Floyd Davis.
I'm sorry,
Monique. Sorry.
I just wanted to. You brought up something very important that I want to emphasize. for, because a large chunk of maybe a quarter to a third of our cannabis sales come from outside the Illinois residents, and they have to be very careful about transporting cannabis across state lines, because Wisconsin, Missouri, Illinois are all cannabis is still illegal, and that once you cross that state line, you're looking at, you know, you don't want to get trafficking charges, you don't want to get possession, you don't want to get manufacturing and distributing, you know, obviously if you just have 30 grams, but it does depend on the state, individual state law. So just be very careful. If you are a person who's using it recreationally, find some place within the state of Illinois that follows the laws of Illinois so you can enjoy and ingest.
And not just, and so in other words, like the young man who was from, there are several people that we have, that they have videotaped with Indiana license plates. They come in and they purchase from Illinois, but then they get on the tollway and they take it to Indiana. So, and they want to know why they're stopped. And this is when the dispensary first opened. You know, but to sit in the car and smoke while you are, after you have purchased it, I mean, that's like, give me a, it's like going to Indiana buying fireworks. And that's what happens when you go to Indiana to buy fireworks. As soon as you come out the store, the Indiana police is stopping those from Illinois because they got a truckload of fireworks. So, I mean, the law is the law, and we must follow the law.
You're right. And also to add on to that, if you are coming from another state and you're trying to purchase cannabis, you can only purchase half the amount an Illinois resident can purchase. So they all, so people need to also keep that in mind.
Oh, I didn't know that. So if it's 30 grams, they can only purchase half of that amount. So I'm wondering if the facilities are really aware of that, because one of the guys, because we do our own court system in our town, one of the guys that came before the judge in our court, he had not only Indiana ID, but he had a state ID, Illinois state ID, too. So, I mean, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Well, again, that's why people have to have knowledge of the law and what's required. And I would believe that most dispensaries are going to require some form of identification so they can apprise them of how much they can purchase at one time.
Now, Attorney Brown, I have a young lady from Inglewood, from Chicago. Her name is Yolanda. She says she's reading. She doesn't have a cannabis question. She just wanted to know, she read your bio, that you are from Inglewood and wants to know, did you grow up in Inglewood, go to Inglewood? She just wanted to know who you are.
I grew up on West 59th Street across from the Jewel that was there on 59th and Honorary. I went to Earl School on 61st and also went to Lindblom on Walcott. So, yeah, I'm definitely a child of Inglewood. Grew up shopping on 63rd and Halsted when, you know, it was a major shopping center. I remember the Stockyards. We go to Zaire and on 47th and Ashland and shop. And, you know, when Inglewood was in the back of the yards were vital working-class communities.
And you know,
I grew up off of 76 in Ashland, so on 76 in Lapham, so right near 79th Street. So that's where I grew up at.
And I'm from Inglewood also. I'm from Inglewood, graduated from Inglewood High School. Yeah, so we're all meeting with alumni on the 21st with Inglewood. But it turns out that students that went to Lindblom seem to all turn out to be attorneys. My niece, Dana Jones, is an attorney, and I supported Sharon Johnson, who's an attorney, all from Inglewood. I mean, all from Lindblom. They're from Lindblom.
Mm-hmm.
My niece and they graduate from Lindblom.
Yeah, I think Lynn Blue has a very tight alumni network. They do a very good job of keeping in touch with us, and we always go back for the homecomings, and I went there for the anniversary of Lynn Bloom and also for designating it a landmark. So, yeah, I have a strong tie to my high school.
Yeah, and Inglewood has strong ties as far as educators, because most of us that graduated are all teachers or principals. I'm a retired bilingual teacher, so it's a small world. Inglewood's in the house, but this just goes to show you, don't play the hood out, because good things come from the hood, especially from Inglewood.
Absolutely.
This is really good. This is good. But I'm glad we're able to have this conversation. So I know, like, with the Poor People's Campaign, Mr. Davis, he likes to do group things because he's able to – he works with a lot of ex-felons. He controls a lot of street activity. They had at one time, before you shoot, call somebody, and he would take a group of these young men and women into a studio, and they would let them make CDs, records, and Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights was part of that. He would listen to the recording sessions and stuff. So, but now this marijuana stuff is going so big, because the dispensary, you still had the street boys that are selling, and they're selling, no telling what all is mixed up in what they are selling, but people are still buying big from the guys on the street. So do you have an idea when you'll be able to open up, or if there's a chance that they will allow you to have a small meeting, a small group meeting? Would you be open to it? For information purposes.
We are always open to help those in the community, so that's always an option. It all depends on where and how you're trying to get these group of people to get the type of help that they're looking for. So that, again, I wouldn't tell more detailed conversation, but it certainly isn't out of the question.
Now, of course, same thing of course for. I'm sorry, I just wanted to make sure I put in that we would absolutely love to be part of that conversation. Again, we are definitely looking to do more community engagement, so call the number 855-963-9532. Give us a call and see if we can work something out, even if it's through Zoom, you know. At least to begin the conversation to see what is possible once all this unfortunate latest outbreak is passed.
Mm-hmm. I have a pastor on from Richton Park, and he said he doesn't want to be identified, but he will be calling the 855-963-9532 number. He is interested in having an information session at his church. You know, that's what he's trying to do. They're slowly open. They're not open yet, but, you know, with the social distancing, he would be interested in doing something, because that's how young people are lost. I don't know if they're lost. I don't know what it is, you know. So I will give him, he has information, so he'll be calling you to set something up. We did about year four last 1,500 expungements here in Dalton. With one of the pastors in Dalton, and before Judge Boyd became a judge, he was one of the attorneys that sat with me from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. We sat down and advised the people of their rights and how to go about expunging and clemencies and everything. But some of our young women are not aware, and some of the young men are not aware. You're guilty by association. You know, so it's best to be aware of who you have in your car, in your surroundings. And so people need a forum to educate them, to inform them of what's going on. Like they say, we perish because of a lack of knowledge, but the knowledge is here, and you just have to grasp onto it.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm excited to get the word out about New Leaf. Just from my anecdotal information from, you know, doing the intake and consultations, we don't have enough residents from Cook County. And I think shows like this with your community platform can only help get the word out. But I believe the governor, and I believe the Cannabis Act, I mean, the funding for New Leaf comes from the taxes that come from the recreational sale of cannabis. So the money is there, the organization is there, and ironically, we don't have the population we should. Our phones should be ringing off the hook. I should have appointments from 9 to 5, and we don't have enough. I just don't think we have enough exposure. I don't think people really know we're here, but we are, and, you know, we're not going anywhere. Our funding is solid because I think Illinois has had a billion dollar sale of cannabis, so it's through the roof. The funding is there, so, you know, just take advantage of the programs that are being funded by it.
Well, okay. We have another caller on the line. Let's take this call. Hello? Hello, caller. You're live on the line.
Hi, I was calling. I do school nursing, pre-K through high school, and I just wanted to know, would you all be open, or do you all think that you could speak to middle school and high school groups, high school? Or is this something that you don't think they might benefit from? I think it would benefit great because everybody in school, I'm pretty sure they have tried cannabis before, in addition to other recreational street drugs. Just wanted to know if that's something that this new attorneys would be open to doing.
As we both stated earlier, we are open to being involved, more involved in the community. A lot of the organizations that are part of New Leaf, Illinois are community-based. And they're also looking to go out into the neighborhood, to schools, to community centers, to also educate people about the Cannabis Act and marijuana, and also possible general questions in regards to criminal record release. So as you need to say earlier, by calling the 855 number to New Leaf, Illinois, that's 855-963-9532, any organization or school or community that's looking to be educated on the Cannabis Act and what's legal and illegal, I'm sure one of the organizations that are part of this organization will be glad to help in some form or fashion.
Thank you so much. One more question. Where do you all see this going, not just as far as the community engagement that you're doing, but just as far as cannabis use and cannabis laws? Where do you see this going? What is going? I don't know what's going on in the world in regards to healthcare. I think the world is going nowhere fast. But I just want to know, what do you all think? I'm not asking that for you all to agree with me.
So Illinois is one of the. I'm sorry. Illinois is one of the very few. Is really much the only state that tied automatic expungement to the regulation of cannabis. And so with that, our legislators are, and some of our community organizations are talking to legislators to not just have automatic expungement for cannabis convictions, but to also to have automatic expungement for other minor convictions. So your low-level drug offenses, your low-level, you know, retail thefts, we're drafting initiatives. You can find that information on what's called Clean Slate. So this cannabis expungement law can be a jump starter to what we deem Clean Slate laws to be put in place in the state of Illinois, and hopefully influence other states and possibly the federal government to do so, hopefully somewhere in the near future.
It's also important that if you read the actual preamble to the Cannabis Act, I think unlike other states, Illinois really does recognize the disproportionate impact that the war on drugs had in communities of color, specifically the black and brown community. Inglewood is being one of those neighborhoods, you know, back of the yards, Lawndale, Austin, areas where, you know, over-enforcement and also the collateral consequences, the effects of that, you know, people losing the right to vote, not being able to get the federal funding to get occupational licenses, education. There are so many traps and other things that we put on people with drug offenses or felony offenses that really need to be addressed, reviewed, and frankly lifted. So I'm excited to be part of New Leaf Illinois because at least to me it's an acknowledgement that we went too far in the past and we're seeking some level of redress because of the impact, especially on the communities like the black and Latino communities. And, you know, black men were the number one population to be locked up from the 80s until now. I don't have the latest number for prison populations, but the last that I checked, unfortunately, we are always overrepresented in those areas. So it would be nice to see us step up and be able to take advantage of these programs.
Yeah. And that's a very good question.
That's a very good question because come the fall, the schools will be passing out condoms to 10-year-olds for sex education. And as a retired teacher, I had 3 11-year-olds in fifth grade that were pregnant. You know, how much can a teacher take on the responsibilities of? So now, if you're passing out condoms to 10-year-olds in school come the fall and teaching about same-sex education, why not just do the whole gamut of the cannabis? Because they do indulge in it, too. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it's just so much going on in our little world. You know, as a former teacher, I had over-engaged Park on 52nd and Sawyer. My population, I started out as a Polish and Lithuanian bilingual teacher, and then my population changed to Spanish, and my students were coming in from Jalisco and Guadalajara and bringing in drugs. The kids were used for the drugs, bringing it into the schools and backpacks. So now the system, you know, the children need to be educated. They need to be informed because what's happening now, the adults are using the children as the mules. And what happens with that? Where do they go? They go to juvenile detention center, and then they do have a record, and then up to an age, 18 or before they turn 21, that's able to be expunged, or will it be expunged before that? I mean, it's so much that the new teachers going back to school will have to deal with besides wearing the mask.
I am certainly sympathetic to those who have to work in the educational system. I did do juvenile delinquency and child neglect cases as when I was a public defender in Wisconsin. But it is a daunting task, but I think there's a small glimmer where we can actually address some of these issues with people stepping up to be at least have their records evaluated. Even if you call, or if you call CGLA or you call the New Leaf hotline, just know that not even beyond the cannabis offenses, you can still request, if you have a conviction and it's after 5 years, you should feel strongly that maybe you can request a pardon from the governor, then an expungement at that point. Or you have the opportunity to seal your record after 3 years. That's also a possibility. So it's not just obviously I'm here to represent New Leaf and to talk about cannabis offenses being expunged, but overall Illinois does have an entire laws and systems set up to assist people with sealing and expunging their records.
Now,
and you mentioned juvenile.
Go ahead.
And so you mentioned juvenile records. There also is a avenue for people to get their juvenile records expunged if they're eligible to do so by also calling the New Leaf number. And they should be able to direct people for those who are looking for juvenile criminal record relief to get their juvenile records cleared up also. That can also impact a person's record when they're trying to get a job or housing or employment possibly.
Okay, even though the person may be 30 years old and they have a juvenile record, is it not too late to get that taken off?
It's never too late to get any record off your record.
Okay. Now, what is the turnaround? What is the turnaround for these expungements? You know, do you have a backlog of people waiting?
I'll let Brandon take that one.
So that is a good question. So for just to speak to cannabis first, if you have only a cannabis arrest, meaning you were released without charging, and it falls under as a minor cannabis arrest, a lot of those have already been automatically expunged.
Okay.
That had to be done by the Illinois State Police, and I believe upwards of 500,000 cannabis records have already been expunged or vacated and expunged. However,
okay,
what people have to know is when you are arrested, your record shows up in possibly 3 to 4 databases, and the automatic expunger only takes care of 2 or 3 of them. If you have a court record, it is not automatically expunged. The law did not take care of that. So if you have a court record, it'll be erased from the police databases and the Illinois State Police databases, but you still have to file a petition to expunge to get the court record erased. Now, to address the backlog, there is a backlog in Cook County, Illinois, more specifically for District 1, which is Chicago. To get a hearing in Chicago, you may have to wait almost a year or more to get a hearing, but we are working diligently to address that backlog. In the other 6 districts, the suburban districts, on average, I would say it takes about 4 to 6 months for the whole process to get completed. So once you file your actual petition to expunge or seal, the process can be completed fairly in a fairly reasonable time, which I would say in about 4 to 6 months.
Hmm. Well, this has been a very interesting show, very interesting. I mean, we can go on and on. There is a radio personality on WBON. I will be talking with him. He would like to bring you on his show, but I will talk with him and get the information and pass it back on to you for his show on Sunday on WBON. I just want to take this time and thank both of you for coming on and answering the questions. We have over 2,500 listeners that are tuned in now online. On the Blog Talk. And I want to thank all the callers from Chicago, Cleveland, Ohio, Kansas, Oklahoma, Richmond. I want to thank you for calling because this is information that's needed for us to be successful. I mean, we didn't know, but now we know. So now we need to put this plan into action to clear up our records. So again, the hotline number is 855-963-9532. And you've been listening to In the Know with Mo, and I'm Maureen Forte. And I want to thank my attorney Geneva Brown. You know, I'm from England, so you know I want to be a little more proper. You know, I want to thank you, and also attorney Brandon Williams for coming on with In the Know with Mo. This show is archived, and you can listen to it at any time by going to blogtalkradio.com, Mo Talk, In the Know with Mo Talk.
Any last words as we're coming up to the end? Either one of your attorneys?
Yeah, I just want to, again, go to newleafillinois.org, register, call in to the hotline, 855-963-9532, and see if we can get your record expunged, your cannabis offense.
Yes, and don't be afraid to take that first step to getting your records cleared, and don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Very good. I want to thank you both again. Until next week, folks, you can listen to In the Know with Mo. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.